But anyway, today, I don't even know if Pizzola knows this. Did you tell him it's your last show?
Yes, he was surprised.
Yes, Valero's last show today. He's moving on to bigger and better. And Crowder's on vacation. Did you tell him that?
No, I just said it was you.
All right. So there he goes. Rob Pizzola is on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. He's a professional sports gambler. You can follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. He does not pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy talking to him. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
Were you shocked by Falero's news?
I was pretty surprised, actually. I mean, I'm more surprised that he made it this far without getting fired than anything else.
But, yeah, that's
I did congratulate him. Yeah. And, it was surprising news.
You've been one of his biggest detractors.
Yeah, I'm just used to getting that call from him Thursday or Friday, where we kind of don't have a set day anymore. But I used to chat in with him for a minute or so. He usually talks about Liverpool a little bit. And we get excited about the Cowboys during football season, so I'll miss that a little bit. But, hope that everything works out for him.
Yes, us too. You're in Toronto. Did you go to the Raptors game last night?
I did. I would be lying if I said that I'm not feeling the after effects of it at 3 o'clock the next day right now. It was quite the party last night after the game. Had a blast. The city of Toronto is electric right now. Everybody is just eating up everything to do with the Raptors.
So what happens after the game? Everyone spills out into Jurassic Park, and it's just a night-long party?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's weird because it's only game one of the NBA Finals. The Raptors haven't really won anything yet. But, I mean, frankly, the city of Toronto is not used to this. The Leafs haven't been in the Finals in forever. This is the first Raptors NBA Finals. The Jays haven't won a World Series since the early 90s. So any excuse that we can get to party, we will. And it felt like they won the championship last night. At least the parties went very late into the morning for a Thursday night. People climbing cars and light posts, what you typically see. It kind of reminded me of Philadelphia after they won the Super Bowl. So it was kind of the same type of scene in Toronto last night.
Can the Raptors win the series?
Unbiased, I would say yes. I mean, they're obviously catching a huge break with KD being out. Game one last night, Steve Kerr announcing he's out for game two. Honestly, who knows how healthy he will be, even if he returns at any point. Now Andre Iguodala banged up last night. He will probably play in game two, but he doesn't look to be 100%. You can really see so far, it's only one game, I understand that, but the Raptors' depth can match the Warriors' depth. So yeah, not only do I think that they can win, I think it's pretty much a coin flip at this point.
Wow. Okay, Rob Pizzola is with us. He's a professional sports gambler. He lives in Toronto. He's a huge Raptors fan. He was there last night. Now, let me tell you the wagers that we put in. Now, I will tell you, you knew we were on this epic losing streak for a few weeks. We were like 1-14. We have won 4 out of our 5 last wagers, so we're feeling good. At least we're like back in the game, you know? We haven't gone on a 14-game winning streak, but we have won 4 out of our last 5 wagers, so we're feeling okay. We bet last night, largest in-game lead, the line was 15.5, over under 15.5. We took the under, feeling that it was going to be a close game. It never got more than 12, so it was a winner. Did you like that bet?
I don't, and a lot of people look at bets like that, largest in-game lead. This is something that happens in football a lot during the playoffs, and it looks to them like too many points. 15.5 in an NBA Finals game, no one is going to get out to that type of lead. And yes, I can see why people would think that, but the total in the game was 213 points. That's not super high, but it's a pretty high total. When there's a lot of points expected in a game, that means that there's more variance in the game. So there's going to be a lot more scoring, and typically you'll see teams get out to bigger runs when the total is higher. It's not like the total's 190. It's going to be a defensive struggle for both teams. It ends up being a winner, which is great. But you look back to the conference finals for both teams, the Raptors-Milwaukee series, there were a ton of huge leads in that series. Golden State went down to Portland by like 20 points a couple times in their conference finals as well. I wasn't a big fan of the bet overall. I think that's one of the most misleading types of bets. That it's one that stands out to the average sports fan as like, this is impossible. Like, this is a crazy line. But in reality, when you do the math, it's not a good wager.
Now, we also put a half unit on Klay Thompson as series MVP. It was plus 700. So for people that don't gamble, for $100, you would win 700, with the notion being, hey, Golden State's going to win the series, and maybe it won't be Steph Curry, just like it wasn't Tom Brady who got Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, a lot of people are, I've seen people take shots on both Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. I think Draymond Green's price was like 14-1 or something like that. With obviously Curry not having won an MVP in the past, the whole narrative is that he doesn't perform in the finals. I don't really buy that. The problem with the Klay wager is right now, I mean, after last night's game, the series is pretty much a coin flip. At least I believe it's a coin flip. So when you look at Klay's 7-1 MVP, you need him to win the MVP one out of every eight series for that to be a profitable bet. Now, the problem is, it looks like four out of every eight series, the Raptors are going to win. So that's going to eliminate half the times that Klay would win MVP, because he's not going to win MVP if the Raptors win the series. So now you're down to a 1-4. Every time the Warriors win the series, one out of every four of those times, Klay has to win the MVP. Personally, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to fall to Steph Curry a lot more often than not. And just based on the way Game 1 went, with the Raptors really trying to put the clamp down on the three-pointer for Golden State, it's another bet that I'm not a big fan of.
Okay. No, we always enjoy your honesty. Rob Pizzola, he's a professional sports gambler. Crowder and I are more like lottery ticket scratcher offers. We don't put much thought and certainly no math into it. Rob does. Sunday, which is Game 2, the Raptors are 2-point favorites. Do you like that game right now?
I do. I've already bet the Raptors for Game 2. I bet them in Game 1, and again, I live in Toronto. I'm a huge Raptors fan.
Are you afraid that you're betting with your heart? Because you're not supposed to do that as a professional, but you almost can't help it sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I'm a numbers player. At the end of the day, I am. I would bet against my team if the numbers dictated that. I bet on my team when the numbers dictate that. But just to put things into perspective, if you remember back a couple weeks ago when KD got injured for Golden State, they went to Houston. The Rockets were 7-point favorites at home to the Warriors when Kevin Durant was out of that series. 7 points. Now, all of a sudden, Game 1, the Raptors end up being a 1.5-point favorite. Game 2, they're a 2-point favorite. Are the Raptors 5 points worse than the Rockets on a neutral court? No shot, in my opinion. Personally, I envision a scenario here where I'm going to end up betting Toronto in almost every game this series. But I will say this. Here's what scares me. The narrative in this series is changing rapidly, because before last night's game, there was so much talk about how the Warriors are better off without Durant. This team plays better without him. Steph's a great option. Now, one game later, the perception has completely changed. And now everybody's off the Golden State bandwagon. They need KD to win this series. That's always scary. And Draymond Green, after the game, he made a great point in his presser. He said Golden State played a terrible game and they were never really out of it. And as a Raptors fan and someone who's going to be betting the Raptors in Game 2, that scares me, because he's not wrong. But honestly, numbers-wise, I think the Raptors should be about a 3.5-4-point favorite in this game. So I do like them again on Sunday.
Okay, what about for the series? Because you can still bet the series right now, even though Raptors are up 1-0. Right now, Raptors are plus 130 to win the series. Warriors are minus 155.
I like the Raptors at that price. Again, if you gave me a coin flip at plus 130, I'm going to take that every time. And I believe it's a coin flip at this point. You still have some guesswork to do, because we don't know with Kevin Durant. We don't know if he's going to be back in Game 3. It might be later than that. It's really weird to me that they flew him to Toronto instead of keeping him back in Oakland to rehab. And I don't know what that means. Maybe he's really close to playing, but then they announced today that he's already going to be out for Sunday. I really have no idea what's going on with Kevin Durant right now, and that's what makes this a complete guess at this point. But really, I do believe that this series is as close to a coin flip as it gets after Game 1.
All right, Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. Follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. Give us three random bets now through Sunday.
Okay, we're going to start with some WNBA action tonight.
Holy moly.
Yes, I know. WNBA season has started, which is actually, weirdly enough, one of my favorite times of the year. Maybe just like the first couple weeks or so before all my accounts start to get limited and then I can't bet WNBA anymore. But
so you have an edge.
Now,
you have an edge. They limit you in the WNBA.
It's really, really hard to get a real WNBA bet. And nowadays, the lines get posted even later than they used to. Usually, they get posted in the morning. That's not the case anymore. It's actually a really competitive market. But anyways, I'll spare you my life story. I like the Connecticut Sun tonight. They're taking on L.A., the L.A. Sparks. Derek Fisher is the head coach of the L.A. Sparks. I am here to tell you that Derek Fisher stinks as a head coach. His player rotations are a joke. If you saw what this guy does, he literally costs his team 3 to 5 points a game just based on his rotations. I like Connecticut tonight. They already caught some money earlier in the day. They were an underdog. They're now a short favorite. I think they're either a pick 'em or 1 point favorite, but I do like them tonight. I think they should be around 2.5, 3 point favorite.
All right, I got nothing to do tonight. What else you got for us?
MLS tomorrow. So obviously we have the big Champions League final tomorrow afternoon. That's at 3 o'clock. I gave out a play last week. I do like Liverpool in the Champions League final, but at 5 o'clock following the Champions League final, we have some MLS action, which I'm sure a lot of people will be watching after the huge European soccer game. But anyways, it's the Montreal Impact hosting Orlando City. Orlando is a team that is going to be on my bet on list for the next little while, provided that you're getting decent prices on the game. Tomorrow, they're getting a very good price. If you look at the Eastern Conference standings, Orlando looks like a bottom feeder because they're in 10th out of 12 teams. But they actually only have a -2 goal differential this season. And that's actually very misleading as well, because based on the chances that they've generated, they'd be expected to have about a +4 goal differential. So they've been the third unluckiest team in the MLS this season. I can't get anywhere near the price in this game. I'm going to play Orlando +0.5 goal, -105 at Montreal. So what that means is that you're taking a spread. If Orlando wins the game, you win your bet. If Orlando manages to draw or tie, you win your bet. If they lose, you lose your bet. But I like them +0.5 goal tomorrow at Montreal.
Okay, I like what's happening here. Finally, Rob?
I'm going to get into a player prop. So NBA Game 2 goes Sunday night. I had this prop in Game 1 last night, and I'm going to continue to ride it probably for a lot of the series until the number is adjusted. Marc Gasol had 20 points in Game 1 last night, 6 of 10 shooting. He's never been known as a scorer. That was only his 6th playoff game this year out of 18 games where he scored double-digit points. But I think this is a great matchup for him offensively because Golden State gives him the open looks for three. They do not get out on him. And Gasol's not a great three-point shooter, but for a big man, he can shoot threes. And there was times last night when Boogie was on the court, very limited minutes, but he literally doesn't care about Gasol on the perimeter. He is not going to go out to defend him. So Gasol is going to get a lot of open looks. Last night, he actually didn't even play that much. He played less than 30 minutes because he was in foul trouble for the entire game. He still managed to put up big numbers. The centers for the Warriors are going to struggle with his physicality down low. I'm playing Marc Gasol over 9.5 points at -120 for Game 2.
I love it. All right, so here are Rob Bizzola's random bets. Marc Gasol over 9.5 points in the game Sunday. In the MLS on Saturday, he likes Orlando City +0.5 goal. And in the WNBA, is that tonight?
That's tonight. It's a late start. I think it's in L.A., so 10 or 10:30 Eastern.
WNBA tonight, he likes the Connecticut Suns over the Los Angeles Sparks, coached by Derek Fisher. He also likes the Raptors +130 for the series right now, and he likes the Raptors -2 for Sunday night. Rob Pizzola, follow him on Twitter. He's a professional sports gambler. Thank you, Rob. Always enjoy it.
All right, thanks, Mark. And Falero, good luck on the future endeavors as well.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that.
Did you mean that, or are you just saying that because you think it's what
Let
you're supposed to
what
say?
He wants
I'm just
to
curious.
Say.
I'm Canadian. I'm a nice guy, so I actually genuinely meant it.
All
Thank
right.
you, Rob.
There you go. Rob Pizzola. Thanks, Rob.
All right, guys. Have a good one.